The board chairman of the Ghana National Fire Service, Alhaji Amadu Sorogo, has been explaining circumstances under which the court withdrew 1 million Ghana cedis from GNFS account in payment for the supplier of poor quality uniforms for the personnel. Speaking to Radio Ghana, Alhaji Sorogo said the board had instituted investigations into the matter and those found culpable will be dealt with.
The issue has to do with the normal processes that fire service from time to time imports uniforms, camouflage uniforms for distribution to the fire officers. Some of them are volunteer fire officers and what have you. So this particular lot, the processes started as far back as, I can say, FECA's time, the MPP time, and we came and took over. And when the council in which I chair, I was sworn in, there was nothing before the council until somewhere around 2010 when the issue came up that they needed a camouflage uniforms. So normally, as mandated by the Act, the council gave the approval that yes, the necessary processes should be followed for procurement of camouflage uniforms. And so they went ahead, advertised it in graphic, both graphic and times. And then after they've gone through the bid, a particular company, Jailed Ventures, won the bid. This one will not come to Fire Service Council. It is exclusively to be handled by the management. And so the uniforms were supplied. And then when it came to payment, that is where the council, you know, when approval was sought from the council, we said no. We realized that instead of writing pairs, they've written pieces. And that the payment was based on one piece. And when they say one piece, the top. And then one piece down. So it means the jacket is priced separately and then the trousers separately. And we realized that no, that was not the tender document. The tender document spoke of pairs. So we insisted that we were not going to pay per piece. It then meant that we were going to pay double the price. So we insisted that no, two pieces will make one pair, the jacket and the trousers. And so we refused. And the chief officer, Brigadier Guiri, refused that no way. There's no way. Coming from the military, we don't sell military uniforms in pieces. The Jail Ventures did not agree, and they took the case to court. And so we handed over the case to the Attorney General's Department to pursue on our behalf.
Who paid the money from your account to the woman?
It was Ganesha. The court ordered that went into the case, gave judgment in favor of the company.
Does that mean the Attorney General's Department did not defend the case?
Well, we handed over to the Attorney General's Department as the lawyers for the state. And so our lawyer, Deputy Chief Officer Obri, Fire Service lawyer, was tasked to be with the Attorney General's Department and to make sure that the case was pursued before. Because before we went there, we were assured that we had a very good case and there was no way that Fire Service was going to lose this case. And so we said, no, we were not going to use government money to pay per piece as against pairs. So all said and done, to cut long matters short, these monies were paid. It was after the monies were paid that we said, okay, if the monies have been paid, then why should the uniforms be sitting down in the stores? Start distributing them. So it was in the process of distributing that we were told, we had the information that the uniforms were not the right color and that some of them were faded. So we quickly bring samples for us. So I called for an emergency meeting. And then when the samples were brought, yes, we realized, no, the colors were not correct.
Alhaji Amadu Sorogo is the board chairman of the Ghana National Fire Service.